Good morning. So Be'ez Hashem, we're in Shavua Shechalbo, or maybe we are, maybe we aren't. So I want to speak about three points. First of all, four points. First of all, just a philosophical perspective to Shavua Shechalbo, and then trying to figure out what the halacha is as far as the nature of this week, being that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so do we, which is Nidchet to Sunday, of course, so do we have a Shavua Shechalbo this year, or do we not have any Shavua Shechalbo at all? And then finish off with two practical halachos, and that is going to be cutting nails during the 9 days, during or Shavua Shechalbo. And finally, halacha that relates to tomorrow morning, where the shul has a bris, what do we do about drinking wine at the bris? Those will be the topics that we'll speak about this morning. So I just want to open up in source number one, the tour quotes an interesting source that is not what we might have thought, relating to that which we have the Ben HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks from Shavua Aser B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. The Torah quotes Yerushalmi, Mayesh B'Neim Ben Yudzayim B'Tammuz Tisha B'Av. What are these 3 weeks that we commemorate of Avelus during from Shavua Aser B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av? Answers the Yerushalmi, Chof Alef Yom Yishuv Kol Yirat Shechar Beis HaMikdash, that's what we're familiar with. V'yesh Omrim K'neged Shlosha Shavu'im Shvu'ayim Shvu'im Shehis'ane Daniel, the 3 weeks that Daniel fasted. What is this referring to? You can look at source number two, the pasuk in Daniel. Bayomim ha'em, ani Daniel, hayis mis'abel shlosha shvu'im yomim, 3 weeks of days. And then he continues, lechem chamudas lachalti, basar v'yayin lo ba, el pi, v'soch lo sachti. So there's actually machlokas rishonim if Daniel fasted for 3 weeks, as the words might indicate, or for three sets of shmitas, which would be 21 years. Either 21 days or 21 years is a pretty significant difference. Obviously, fasting for 3 weeks or for 21 years doesn't mean not to eat a morsel of food for, 21 days, because he would be half dead, and for 21 years he'd be completely dead many times over. But it means that he didn't eat during the day. Maybe after Tzeisa Kocham at night he might have eaten. But either way, what were these 3 weeks or 3 years that he didn't, or 21 years that he didn't eat? So Rashi explains in source number three, Chof Alef Shanim, Heim Yurches Shanim Yishana Achas L'dayovesh Hamadai Asher Som Elibo Lachshov Ayin Shnei Hagola Kamo Shukos V'ashnas Shetayim L'dayovesh Hapaz Ben Esther Shabana Habayis. This, again, it's not so clear from Rashi, but there was an assumption that the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be rebuilt at a certain point of time, a question of how to calculate that point in that period, and therefore when there was a dashed hope, when Klal Yisrael were given permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then there was the Tzorurim of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael sent some Lashon Hara back to Koresh, I think it was Koresh, who then put a halt on the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because of that dashed hope or disappointment, Daniel fasted, again, either for these three weeks or for 21 years, in his sorrow or avelus of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that is these, if we assume that it was 3 weeks, then it was these 3 weeks, as Yerushalmi understands, these specific 3 weeks in time that he fasted for the Beis HaMikdash, which is interesting because Shavua Aser B'Tammuz, which we commemorate now, which is the starting of the Ben HaMitzarim, commemorates Huvka Ha'ir, the breakthrough of the walls of which Beis HaMikdash? I thought it was Bayis Sheni, no?
Yeah.
I think it's Bayis Sheni. So therefore, Daniel, who lived before Bayis Sheni, when did he start his fast? On Shavua Aser B'Tammuz. So it's already before before we ever had the concept of Huvka Ha'ir, of the breakthrough of the wall, the breaching of the walls, on Shavua Aser B'Tammuz, already 400 years before that, 400 some odd years before that. Yes, yes, yes. There are other things. Yeah, yeah. We have, what's it called? The Cheta Egel. Shtabra Halucha, sorry, right, not the Chayta Yigal. Shtabra Halucha, thank you. Well, that was a Nevuah. Well, you're talking about Tzom HaRavi, that was a Nevuah, so is it talking, it couldn't have been talking about the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, because that was a nevuah that was given during. When was that nevuah? The one that nevuah was the nevuah of Yeshaya, right?
No, Zechariah.
No difference, because Zechariah was hundreds of years before Churban Bayis Sheni. So either way, it was a Mr. Bergman. Either way, it was a prophetic. Either way, it was a nevuah. It wasn't post facto. But I think it was Bayis Sheni. So either way, what you see here is a fascinating thing that there's a chashivas to Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, even relating to Churban, even without the actual breaching of the walls of the second base Hamitash. So that's just something to keep in mind. There's yet another reference to the 21 days that the Prisha on the tour adds. Al Der Shomer Yirmiyahu, was that this week's Haftorah?
Last week,
thank you. Yirmiyahu says, Makel Shaked Ani Ro'eh, as part of his prophecy about the impending Churban. He sees this stick of Shkediyar, an almond stick that's ready to whack Yerushalayim. And what's this Makel Shaked? So the Prisha quotes the Medrash in Eicha, Shemakel Zeh Mish'as Chanataso Ad Gmar Perosav. How does it take for a Shkediyar from the time it blossoms until the fruits are complete, are ripened, or are ready to eat? So again, that's just another reference, a very interesting or oblique reference to the Chaf Aleph Yom of Shavasa of Beit HaMitzarim. The Lashon of the Medrash is in source number 5. You're welcome to look at it. Fine. Now, okay, that's all as far as just a general perspective, something more hashgrafic on the Beit HaMitzarim. But let's get into the sugya now. The sugya begins as far as what to do with this week's situation, which is Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. That's a Mefurish Gemara in Tainus Chavtes, Tanya. Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, Olcha V'Shose, Kol Tzarko Malo Shulchan Afil Kizud HaShlomo B'Shaito, that we are familiar with, that next Shabbos, Habalena L'Tova, Shabbos Chazon, well, it's really Tisha B'Av, we're going to have regular meals, all three meals. Even the Shalosh Shudas will be fully, full decked out Shalosh Shudas, except for the fact that we're going to finish eating it by Shkia. Other than that, it's basically going to be, as far as the gastronomic components, it's going to be identical to any other Shabbos, no less. V'aser, continues the Gemara, l'saper l'chabes m'rosh chodesh ad hatainis. We're going to have three shitas here. When is there an iser of tispores and kibus, haircuts and washing and wearing washed clothing? So Remeir says from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Chodesh Kulo Aser. So that means Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Aser all of, you're not allowed to get a haircut or washes, laundry, or wear laundered clothing. Turn the page.
What is Kol Chodesh mean?
The entire Chodesh of. In its entirety.
Even after Tisha B'Av?
That is correct. In the same way we have Misha Nechnas Av Ma'atim B'Simcha, maybe, which might be all of Chodesh Av, but we don't see anywhere.
The
Gemara Bava Basra says that it's Nishtabra Hamagal, but this is the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel came before that. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is a Tana, no?
Yes.
So that's well before the Gemara Bava Basra. And Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Eino Aser El Oser Shabbos Bilvad. You don't have to start the Isser of getting haircuts and the Isser of laundry from Rosh Chodesh Av. It's only Shavuot Shechalbo and no more. So a three-way machlokas. Is it from the 9 days? Is the Isser of Tisporis? No one says here 3 weeks. That's the minhag clearly. So the Iker Din is either the 9 days, that's one opinion, the entirety of Chodesh Av, or only Shavu Shechalbo. How do we paskin? Amar Rav and Zman Furish Gemara. Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it's only Aser Shavu Shechalbo. Amar Rav, the same person, Halacha Rabbi Meir, that it's Aser all of the 9 days. So which is it? Uchravai Lekula. What he means by that is that we're making on both sides of the coin it as follows. Utsrich, the Gemara explains. Diashmin Halacha Rabbi Meir, if we only said that it's during the 9 days, the entirety of the 9 days. Hava mina afil mirosh chodesh. I would have thought it's only from it's even from Rosh Chodesh, you have to mamash start all 9 days early from Rosh Chodesh Av. Kamash Malach Krav Shem Ben Gamliel, that it doesn't start so early, it's only from Shavuot Shechalbo. V'yashim Halach Krav Shem Ben Gamliel, but if you just said Shavuot Shechalbo, have a mina, feel la'acharav. You would think that Shavuot Shechalbo, in the literal sense, a 7 day period, let's say Tish B'Av is on a Wednesday, so it would start on Sunday morning. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday would be Tisha B'Av, and would be also till Thursday, Friday afternoon. Kamashmal and Halacha Krabi Meir. That's why it says you only till Tisha B'Av. So basically, how do we paskin? The Gemara seems to be saying it only starts at Shavuot, what we call Shavuot Shechalbo, from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av until Tisha B'Av itself, not before and not after. That's how we paskin Dina de Gemara. Right. So that, let's look, that the Beis Yosef is going to relate to the specific situation of Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Now that we realize that the Iker Din is Shavuot Shechalbo, so we have to reckon, what are we going to do when we don't have a Shavuot Shechalbo? That's the step that we have to take. So it says, comes the Beis Yosef to relate to our very specific situation. V'mchal Tisha B'Av Yom Rishon of B'Shabbos V'Nidcha, Beis Yosef quotes Yerushalmi. Even though the Bavli doesn't address this point explicitly as far as what to do, what is the definition of Shavuot Shechalbo when Tishba falls out on Shabbos? So comes the Yerushalmi, he quotes the Yerushalmi, quoted in the Rush and in the Ran, says the following, Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Shtei Shabbosos Mutarin. The Yerushalmi's Lashon is Shtei Shabbosos Mutarin. What that means, that unusual Lashon of the Yerushalmi means, both the week before and the week after, where we said a minute ago that maybe there's a possibility that it might be usher to do these nuge avelus even after Tisha B'Av. So Yerushalmi says, no, if it falls out on Shabbos, it's mutter before the week before Shabbos and the week after Shabbos. The week before Tisha B'Av and the week after Tisha B'Av. In other words, there is no Shavuot Shechalbo this year. So according to the Yerushalmi, this year, Mikra Hadin, we could be doing laundry all week long, we could be getting haircuts all week long, and that would be Dina de Yerushalmi, and the Bavli is silent. And this is quoted in the Halacha by the Rush and the Ran. Because of HaRush, and the Rush says that which is relatively, you know, evident, Hatam, the Kevich Nidcha Atayin Sad Yom Rishon, since we end up pushing, even though, you know, Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so you might think the whole week should be Shavuot Shechalbo, which would be reasonable, but since we are Docha the Tayin Sad Yom Rishon, Lave Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha, it's not considered. Since we don't consider it to be Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, in which case the whole week should be Tisha B'Av, should be Shavuot Shechalbo, since we push it off in all, not just for the fasting aspect, but the Din Tisha B'Av is not Chal until Sunday, and therefore the entire week is not going to be, there won't be any Shavuot Shechalbo at all. That is the Yerushalmi quoted by the Rush and the Ran, and Paskim as such by the Rush and the Ran. However, there's always the wrench. And the wrench in this case is the Sefer and Mitzvah, the Smak. The Smak comes and says, Kosav shenagu keshechal yos b'shabes leesar kol ha-shavua shelefanav. So the Smak comes and gives us a chumrah to aser the entire week. He says, no. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos like it does this year, then what is the Shavua Shechal? Well, the entire, starting this morning, for the entire week until this coming Shabbos. It's a full week. So the Reb Avadia has, of course, Reb Avadia is, you know, anyway not going to be so relevant to us because Sfaradim have a very, very different outlook. They only hold Shavuot Shechalbo. So for Sfaradim, this question is really, do they have any Nihugei Avelus at all? They don't hold from the 3 weeks. And they don't hold, except for weddings, I will see another point shortly. They don't hold from the 3 weeks. They only hold from Shavuot Shechalbo. And now you have a Machlokas where there is Shavuot Shechalbo. So is there any Nihugei Avelus for the Sfaradim among us, right? Do you have any? You look so nice.
Looks very happy.
Yeah, he's eating his lox and cream cheese sandwich, clean shaven. You had a good shower this morning.
No, my father was really drawing me from Shivas at the time.
Really? Okay.
I don't do it because.
Okay, because the Ashkenazi. Okay. You see what America does.
Does anyone? He was wearing black from Rosh Chodesh.
Really, he wore black in Persia, and everyone in Persia did, like the older generation. Your father, okay. Persians, right. It's not a Dutch, okay.
Does anyone address the question of, yes, you push off the observance, but the day is still where it was, it's still in that week?
The day is the day. We can't change the calendar, the observance, but it sounds from the Rav, the Yerushalmi, that since we push off the observance of Tisha B'Av, we push off the day itself till Sunday, and therefore this week is not considered the week of Tisha B'Av.
The last one...
Yeah, no, the last one is Machmir. The last one is Machmir.
He says, the smach, in that week,
that's the smach. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas.
You have other ramifications. For example, a boy who's bar mitzvah next Sunday.
Yeah.
Is Sunday at home for him? Or because then he was not a bar mitzvah Shabbos on Sunday, that we need to discuss whether it looked like Mashle Makar.
Interesting.
That's
I hear.
Okay.
Right, so if a person's bar mitzvah on Sunday, so does he have the faster on since... Right. Yes, those are interesting questions. Look at the... I wanted to quote four interesting points from Rav Avadia. In source number 8, Rav Avadia says four interesting points. So first of all, when he goes through the Rishonim, Rav Avadia likes to quote every single shita on the matter, and interestingly enough, here he only quotes four or five. Normally he would quote, 17 Rishonim and Achronim. Here, interestingly, so again, it's funny making a diuk like this in Rav Avadia, but the fact that he quotes very few shitas, it sounds like these are all there are. Again, that's not a real diuk. So the Rav Avadia quotes the Rosh and the Ran that we saw. And he says also Shibali Halek and then also Ritva, who all say that there's no Shavuot Shechalbo this week. There's no Shavuot Shechalbo this week. Who argues that we saw just the ones, the smack. The Sefer Mitzvah is his machmir. Aval, look at the third line in the source number 8. Aval Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, Sefer Mitzvah, Kasa Shemikom, Konagul Esar, as we just saw. Because of a smack, listen to this. Even if you're going to be machmir, like that opinion, that says that this whole week is considered Shavuot Shechalbo. Shalona Gu'ela B'Sha'ar Yimei Shavuot. That only applies Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Milvad Yom Chamish V'Yom Shishi Shemutu L'Chavit Shabbos. So if you hold like the Rishon who say there's no Shavuot Shechalbo, then this week there's nothing to worry. There's no Avelis at all. And even if you're going to be Machmir and say there is Avelis this week, that's only going to be until...
Wednesday
night, but starting Thursday and Friday, that's already going to be things will be mutu l'chavit Shabbos. And he concludes with Gabashah Yimei Shavuot Chumri Yisera, even though it's Sunday to Wednesday is a Chumri Yisera. So, Ve'afal Pishachin Ha'ashkenazim, he's calling us our brothers. We go like the Ramon, Agulahach Mishulot Chabes Mirosh Chodesh. So, how did the Svardim Taka Paskin? In this machlokas of al Sfarad ve'edus hamizrach nagul lahakol kidem imran hashochanach, which we'll see in a moment, lechabes bechol yemei hashvua shelifnei tishvu kishchal yos b'shabes. Sfaradim and edut hamizrach are mekel this entire week, and they have no avelus other than on Tisha B'Av
this week.
Yeah, everyone should bring the laundry.
No, it says chutz, bring the next day.
Okay, except there are right chutz me'ezah edus shenagul gam lehemal. Okay, there are some that are machmir like the Ashkenaz. Fine. What about the Sephardi boys in Ashkenazi yeshiva? There's a lot of tshuvas that Rav Avadia has. He addresses this issue because it is the case. Sephardi boys in Ashkenazi yeshiva. So is he allowed to shave until Tisha B'Av all week long? Forget the 3 weeks. So here he says, and do his laundry and whatever else, listen to his music. B'nei yeshiva says, Sephardi shalom to be yeshiva shal Ashkenazim. Nachon shalom yistap ruv yiskachlo. They should talk and be machmir like their Ashkenazi roommates, yeshiva mates, colleagues from Shavuot Batamas, v'lo yishanu miminag chavrei. They shouldn't change the minhag from their friends, but they should make sure. They should say that we're doing this bli neder. Ach yom rebefer shenogim came bli neder. K'dei shem yitzterach levatim minhagim zem eza siba. For example, they leave an Ashkenazi yeshiva. They don't have to continue. They won't have to be matir neder. Oh, now but look at the this.
Ashkenazim were in the
Sephardi
yeshiva.
Sorry.
No Ashkenazim in Sephardi
yeshiva. It happens to be, there is truth to what Yossi's saying, it happens to, but we're not going to get into that now, there is more some truth to that. This is only Lahakim, he's not going to say Lahakim. But look at the next point, because the next line is going to really bring together the first point that we saw, the Hashkafic point we saw from Daniel, to Halacha L'Maisa. You'll see how the story with Daniel brings halacha l'maisa nafkamin right now. Ulam l'inyan achilas basar. What about fleish? Gam hasfardim nohagim shalo la'achol basar Hachel mirash chodesh av and motzei atainis. Svardim don't eat meat the entire av, even though they could shower, they could shave, they could do laundry, they could wear newly laundered clothing, but they won't eat meat for those 9 days.
But they will eat it in the first day, we know.
What?
We don't eat motzei atainis, they do eat
motzei. Okay, I don't mean that. That's not what I'm focusing on. I'm talking about the entire av. You know, even though they don't have any availus at all during the 9 days, but eating meat will be off limits. Why? Smuchim is that from that pasuk in Daniel that we saw. Because what did the pasuk say? By Yomim Haheim, Ani Daniel, Hayisim is Abel, Shlosha Shavuim, Yomim, Lechem Chamudos Loach. I know it looks like it's Shavuim, but it's not. It's Shavuim, I think. Lechem Chamudos Loachalti. I didn't eat delicate, fine breads. Ubasar V'yayin Loba LP. Listen to this, Rabosa. Listen to the next line. Rav Sadia Gaon, in his commentary on that pasuk in Daniel, says, "Dahainu basar of." When Daniel said, when Daniel was sitting in Persia saying that for this time I didn't eat meat, he has to be referring to chicken. He can't be referring to real flesh. Why? Shebasar behema, says Rav Sadia Gaon, the lav hachi lo hayu ochlim bagola. 70 years. Of Golis Bavel, they didn't eat meat. Which Gemara are you referring to? Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash. Right. So it could be, is that the first or the second Beis Hamikdash?
Right, that's talking about the second.
It's talking about the same Beis Hamikdash. So it's talking about the first Beis Hamikdash.
Right, so but once it says that it's a minute that in Rebetzin Yichol Lamed, if they did it during the first...
You're asking a good question. Maybe that was for everything. So what do you see? A fascinating... Again, this is a wild... I never heard this before. There's a Rav Sadia Gaon on Daniel. Okay? So you heard a Rav Sadia Gaon on Daniel who says that for 70 years of Golis Bavel, the Jews did not eat meat. They did not have hamburgers. All they had was chicken. For 70 years of Golis Bavel... I'm assuming as an avelus over the fact that there are no longer karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's an incredible. Lechem chamudos means fine breads.
So this is asur also. It's funny you learning out is basa from here.
What bothers me more is that Daniel is 3 weeks. Why is Rav Avadi saying only 9 days?
But not eat fine bread.
Fine bread. Add it to the chumra. We'll add it to the chumra of the week. Yeah. Well, that's the chumra of the week.
You're quoting the very pasuk to aser meat.
Meat, but the
and
next right.
Bread.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The Mefarshim say lechamudas means like solas, made out of fine. Oh, wow. This is very interesting. Lechem chamudas. I think the Rishonim I saw when I looked at the pasuk. I think they say solas. It makes sense because solas is that fine flour that is used for the karban menachos, and maybe that's the same. These two things do go in tandem. That he stayed, that at least Daniel abstained from meat and fine flour, which because his shaykh is to. Okay, so I don't want to get into that, it's already above our heads.
You can eat soy
burgers. If you think they taste like meat, because into hay.
I haven't tasted it yet, but that's
what. Okay. So let's just. Let's just see, again, we jumped all the way to Rav Avadia's dealing with the situation. Let's just see, finish off we finished two-thirds of the shiur. Let's finish off this section just to see how it's passing the Shulchan Aruch. La'achar ha'tainus, we hold mutal esaper l'chabes miyad, meaning why, now that I know the Gemara that it's based on, I appreciate this line of the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, after the tainus, I'm allowed to do the laundry. I mean, Ashkenazim don't. We wait until the next morning. But more than that, we don't pass like the opinion who says that it's also the entire month, or it's also the rest of the week after Tisha B'Av. No, it's Mutar Miyad, and according to us, of course, it's we have to wait till Chatzos next day. V'imchal Tisha B'Av Yom Rishon B'Shabbos V'Nitcha L'Achas Shabbos, like this year, Mutar B'Shtei HaShabbos. So he's quoting the Yushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Yushalmi, that it's Mutar entirely. Beit Shekodem HaTainus Bein Sha'achra, both the Shabbat the week before Tisha B'Av, the week after Tisha B'Av, everything's Mutar. But then he quotes V'yesh Mishomer, the other shita Shenagul Lesser Kol Shuvah Shalafanim Chutz Miyom Hei V'Yom Vav. He quotes the shita that asers. So either way, according to Dina de Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be mutter to do laundry and shave this Thursday and Friday. The question is, you have a machlokas of the Russian Ran, according to Yerushalmi, who permit all week long, and you have the smak who says it's going to be usher today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Does Fine. Thursday start with Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think so. I'd assume so.
Not positive.
This
is
the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah on the next line. Comes the Ramah and says, V'nogin lahachmir. V'nogin lahachmir mitchilas Rosh Chodesh linyan kibus. Aval tisporas nogin lahachmir yuzayim betamuz. So we are machmir. That's the Ramah. I think the Ramah is talking. I don't think I couldn't pay. You know, sometimes it's a little tricky because I cut out words. You know, I cut and paste for my convenience. I don't think I cut out here. Could you just open up, Mr. Bergman, could you open up a Shulchan Aruch, this Chelek Vav right behind you?
Sure,
Mishnah Brura? Yeah, it's right behind you. There you go. Tough Kuf Nun Aleph. Just make sure I didn't cut anything. Because if it is just the way the text appears in front of us, the Ramah is clearly saying that we're going to be Machmir even on this week. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. If we start from Tisha B'Av, so we don't hold from the idea of Shavuot Shachalba. That's I'm sorry. Take everything back. You don't have to look it up. The whole question that we're dealing with is Shavuot Shachalba. If the Ramah is saying that we're machmir from Tisha B'Av, so Shavuot Shachalba is a moot point, and therefore, even this week, of course, we were stuck because we had to start already Friday, this past Friday, because of Shavuot Shachalba. Except for, why do we yes have to know the halachas of Shavuot Shachalba? First of all, for our dear brother, Data Salman Zadah, because he's not Ashkenazi. And second of all, for the next halach of that is of cutting nails. Cutting nails...
Rabbi, why are we doing Avelot? Avelot because of the binyan, or Avelot to correct ourselves? Through Avelot, we bring ourselves that we really didn't have the time to touch.
As
we are not crying because of the building. We are crying... that we don't have zechut
at the beginning. The more we feel a pain for the loss of ruchnius,
we have to correct ourselves, not only the pain. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%. So let's talk about cutting nails. We're going to talk about two halachas right now. Cutting nails, that will be the first halacha. So Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch does not reference, nor does the Gemara, anything about cutting nails. Shulchan Aruch just says, Shavuot Shachalba, Tisha B'Av, Asurim L'Saper U'L'Chabes. So also to get a haircut, to shave, and to do laundry. Says the Taz, Nira Duhu Adinitilas Tziparnayim to Asur B'Shavuot Zeh. Just like the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, Asur haircutting, so too it Asur's cutting nails. Even if we aser getting haircuts from Shavuot Shabbatamas, but it'll still be mutter to cut nails from Shavuot Shabbatamas. Become a kontil siparnayim. Kill means that cutting nails is more lenient than haircuts. Why? It's gozes, right? They're both gozes. Cutting hair is gozes, and cutting nails are gozes. On Shabbos, they're equivalent. What's the difference? Kamosha kosav, kamosha nispar le'inin avel. Oh, we know that an avel, even if he's not allowed to cut his hair, is allowed to cut his nails b'moka mitzvah. Hachanami kan ein lahachmir bo b'chumras haminhag. Sits here, which anyway is only a minhag. It's even more less significant than avelus. So too, we're going to have this leniency for cutting nails. More so than cutting hair. So what do we have? We have the Taz's Chumrah. The Taz is saying that cutting nails is Asr, except during the 3 weeks it's Mutter, but Shavuot Shachalba, the Taz says cutting nails is indeed Asr. So this week, you can't cut your nails. That's the Taz's Psak. No cutting nails this week, Rabbi Say. Comes Magen Ephraim, Shamati. Source number 12. Shamati, Ktufkuf Nalav Sivkatan Yudalav, Sheyesh Osim Litol Tziparnaim, but Kamoba Avil. I heard, meaning the Taz Paskins, that you're not allowed to cut your nails just like an Avil can't cut his nails. Venir Eli, Dilo Dami. No, don't draw parallels from Avelis just like an Avil can't cut his nails, so to a, during the 9 days we can't cut our nails. Dilo Dami. Dizeh Heve Kamotzina, Uva Avelus, Ditsina, Tishbav, Kilme Avel. nail cutting is considered avelus not before hesia, but avelus ditzina. And when it comes to avelus ditzina, we know that the halachas of Tisha B'Av, maybe I don't know if he means Tisha B'Av specifically or the 9 days, is more kal than the halachas of avelus. And therefore, look at the conclusion. Ulechavid Shabbos pshita deshari. When it comes to Shabbos, certainly you're allowed to. So that means that this week you can't cut your nails, but this week, Lechavid Shabbos, you can cut your nails.
Thursday and Friday.
Let's assume certainly Friday, maybe even Thursday. Yeah, let's assume Thursday or Friday. Well, Thursday, anyway, there are some people who don't cut nails because it's not covered Shabbos cutting nails Thursday. Because if you cut nails on Thursday, they start growing back on the third day, which is Shabbos, and it looks ugly. So I don't think we'd have a head to cut nails on Thursday. So, because the Gemara says explicitly that that's considered a not covered Shabbos. So Friday would be motivated to cut nails. So Paskin's the Mishnah Brewer in this machlok is Tazimog and Avram. Lenny and the Tila Tziponai, Yishdeos ben Achronim, Achay Letzorch Tvilas Mitzvah, Bevadei Shari. Of course, the chelach of Shabbos, kilon shachal teshuva b'Shabbos, shari be'erev Shabbos this Friday, lito at Sipur Nayim. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. So halach l'maisa, this week we should not be cutting our nails, but on Friday it will be permitted, which is sort of funny in our minds because the closer you get, you think you're getting more and more and more and more intense. But you see that halacha doesn't look at it like that. Halacha looks at it as a unit. If you're in this unit, I don't care where you are in this unit. This unit is just Shabbos shachalbo, teshuva, 9 days, whatever it is. It's just a unit. And there's no difference between the beginning of the unit or the end of the unit. That's all equal. Fine, that's the halacha of cutting nails. Let's finish off with one more halacha in honor of the Pills Bris tomorrow morning. I spoke to Mr. and Mrs. Pill Erev Shabbos and talked it out with them. And I'll share with you the thoughts here. So what's the question? The question is, in Hilchas Bris Mila, in source number 14, in Yoredeya, we're leaving our Arachayim now, we're going to Yoredeya, Simon Reish Samachay. The Shulchan Aruch says that you make the brachas on wine at the Bris Milah. Like we know in Shul, you make all the brachas on wine. What do you do on a fast day? What do you do on Yom Kippur? So, it depends. Look at what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. B'yom HaKippur v'dalet somos, lo yivarech al hakos. Don't make the Bris Milah brachas on a cup of wine. Mihu, however, begimel somos mehem shal yoledes enem misana. Wait a second. We know that a woman who just gave birth doesn't have to fast on three out of on Asura B'Tavis, on Tzom Gedalia, and on Shavuot B'Tamuz. So we have a very easy solution. Let's make sure that there's an easy access to pass the wine from the shul to the Ezes Nashim. Have the mother of the baby standing, you know, right outside, you know, at a place where there's a quick access. And Paskins the Shulchan Aruch Yachol Levarich Halakos V'Tito Mimenu Hayoledes, the mother of the baby. Great solution for 3 out of the 5 days. Of course, if she has kavana and she has kavana not to be mafsik, that's not going to be so easy. But if we prep everybody ahead of time, that could be a solution. The rabbi will make the bracha. He'll have in mind to be motzi har. She'll have in mind to be yotzei. There won't be mafsik. We'll pass the wine to the women's section. Okay. Imagine if we did that. But what about aval? Asks the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch itself. Aval b'yom haKippur v'tisha b'av she'ein hayoledes yechol lishtos ein mevarchem al hakos. You should not make a bari pri gofren at all. Comes Rama and says, "Wait, I have a solution. I have a solution. Even on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'av, v'yeshom d'mevarich hakos b'chol tanios. How?" V'nosnim habracha l'tinokos haktanim. You give it to kids. V'cheinogin. Now that works on Tisha B'Av. However, on Yom Kippur, even there, u'b'yom kippurim nogin litain. Look at these two words. You know that cute little thing where the mohel sticks his finger in the cup of wine and then sticks it in the baby's mouth? It's so cute. It's such a cute thing. Uviyama Kippur Nogin Litain Latina Kanimal. That is the.
And the bracha, the chinik is not Suvin the bracha. It's a bracha about color.
This is the Rama. Your question notwithstanding. Viyesh Omrim, Da Pelotanis Yotzin Bezeh. And you know what? Let's say there's the guy who brings the wine, he brings some cheap, sweet manischewitz, And you don't drink anything unless it's aged 15 years and it starts with a Cabernet and ends with Sauvignon. And you're not going to drink Manischewitz. So you say, on a regular basis, nothing to do with a fasting, nothing to do with the 9 days, nothing to do with any. So I don't want to drink this kind of Manischewitz. Come on, you bring me Manischewitz, I'm not going to drink Manischewitz. Give it to the baby. Does that work? You could be yotze with that little bit that you put in the baby's mouth. On a regular weekday in the middle of, a regular Tuesday in the middle of March. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. And that's not what we pass like. Mikad, we will always try to have the sandik. I assume he means the mevarich, drink the wine. But you see that there are those who say that the babies, the tinok hanimals, drink of that little bit is sufficient to be yotze the bracha, even the bracha, the drinking and the bracha of the wine. So how does this fit into the 9 days? The 9 days, those of you who were in shul yesterday, remember that I made the announcement that when it comes to Havdalah, what should we be doing? We should be doing what the Shulchan Aruch says. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Source number 15, back to Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Tavkuf Nanav Sifyud. Yesh Misha Omer Shanoagim. The Mechaber says you're allowed to drink the wine for Havdalah. Says the the Laman Aleph is something else to the Mishnah. Latinok. Ubamakum deleka tinok mutu ba'atma lishtos Havdalah. So when it comes to Havdalah, you should lechatchila give it to a child. If you don't have a child, then you could drink it yourself. So let's think about that. By bris milah, what's the easiest thing to do? Give it to a child. If there's no child, what should you do? Give it to yourself. You're saying the baby is the child. There's always a child by a bris milah, by definition. I'm not talking about the seuda. We're not talking about the seuda. The seuda is a different halacha. We'll talk about the seuda next, I don't know, different time. Now we're talking about at the bris itself. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to ask a question. How come when it comes to Havdalah, when it comes to Havdalah, I could drink myself. When it comes to Bris Mila, we say when it comes to Bris Mila, 1 second.
You're talking about the
tainis. No? Right.
What about regular 9 days for
Bris Mila? So look at the Taz. The Taz asks the question, which will really inform what's happening, what I told the pills. Look at the Taz on that, going back, jumping back to Hilchas Mila. He asks a question. He asks, if you're giving a baby, how much liquid are you? Is this mohel actually pouring down the baby's throat? Well, how much wine do you have to drink to be yotzei a kol shel bracha? We pass him a lugmav.
You're not giving that much to a baby.
You definitely. Let's see the Taz's question. Mashma dein tzarech kan. The fact that you're putting it in the baby's mouth in Tino Kanimo's mouth. Mashma kan dein tzarech kadei shir kol shel bracha tainim la lugmav. Bekasha. So isa baruch hayim. We're now jumping to Hilchas Kiddush. Or Havdalah, I don't remember where Kuftzadi. No, Kuftzadi is probably Hilchas Kiddush. The Chol Davar should Tzarech Kos, or maybe benching. Tzarech Lishtos Malugmav. You need a Malugmav. So how come by the Bris Mila, you're being Yotze with the Te'ima of the Tinok? V'yesh Lomar, listen to this punchline. This is the punchline, with this we'll finish. The Hainu, that which you need a Malugmav, Mashit Tzarech Kos, Midivrei HaGemara. Havdalah. Kiddush. Wherever you need a kos shel bracha, or after benching maybe, or wherever you need a kos shel bracha, kos shel yayin, medina de gemara, then you have to have a melolukmav. Mash'en kein kan by a bris mila, what's the point of that cup of wine that they use at a bris mila? It's not medina de gemara. She'enu el mitzad, she'en omrim shira, el al hayayin. It's a much lower level mechayiv to have that cup of wine at a bris meal. It's just ein amrim shira el hayayin. So for that, you're making the, what's the shira? It's not a halal, it's the bracha of asher kidashi din mi beta, mechol gmeir asher osam, I guess. You're making that shira of the bracha of bris meal.
We still got
Yeah, like Papilion Aban. Again, it's not Medina. It's just a nice thing. So for a nice thing, we could be Yotzei. Not, you don't need a Malal Ligmav. You only need a little Te'ima. And for that reason, that's why if there, that's why you could be Yotzei. So what I told the pills is that they should have a katan at the bris. What age of a katan? The same age I told them as what I told you last night for Havdalah. A katan who is higil chinach, so his brachas are meaningful. What age?
6 to 8.
6 to 8. I said 6 to 10. You just want to get. You're 9. What do you mean? You want? Doesn't want.
But I know what the Harbin Mishamikdash means.
Ah, so Natanael says that he knows. Oh, he's a step ahead. So last night I said, you're a step ahead of me. He said 6 to 8. Why? Because he's 9 and he knows what the Harbin Beis Hamikdash is. So it must be that it's only 6 to 8. Because what I was trying to say before Natana was 3 steps ahead of me, that you're supposed to have it, a katan is a gil chiruch, so he needs the bracha. He can make a bracha and say, amen to bracha, have a kavanah to Allah, taste the bracha. So you're being motzi him. But at the same time, the reason why you're giving him, is, and as opposed to drinking yourself, because he's low higil chinuch of avails, which is a higher level than stam higil chinuch, as the poskim point out, two different levels of intellectual maturity. So Natanael claims that since he knows that the chuvan of Beis HaMikdash is, even though he's 9, you're 9, right? Yeah, you're still 9. So therefore, he can't drink the wine. I beg to differ with him that it could be that even though a 9-year-old understands intellectually, he understands that there was a Beis HaMikdash, but if I would, for example, take away your baseball glove, you'd be very sad, right?
I have 2. 1 minute.
I can't win. I think there's an emotional component that's necessary for Avelis the Churban. I think any 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 year old could know the facts, but to feel it, I think, might need a certain level of emotional maturity that might be closer to 11 or something like that. So I would say the Chatchilah. So I told the pills they should have a 6 to 11 year old kid. I think one of their grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, is of that age, and therefore the goal is to give them to give that child the wine to drink at the bris. And if they wouldn't have such a child there, they would probably be yotzei just by putting in the mouth of the baby and not having the adult drink the wine, as opposed to Havdalah. If we didn't have a 6 to 10 year old there, the adult would say Havdalah al hakos, would drink the kos.
Moshe Orly and Will Bench.
You say that the name of